Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 6:07 in the morning, man. Saw the craziest, scariest thing. Driving into work this morning downtown LA. I'll tell you in a second what went down. But good morning to you, Brian.
What's happening?
Good morning, birthday girl Chelsea.
Good morning.
Is it a good birthday night?
Yeah, I have a bit of a birthday hangover right now, I think. Yeah. I'm feeling a little off.
Get Chelsea it, puts out, when she's struggling, like on the struggle bus, Chelsea puts it off pretty loudly.
I don't know how to hide my emotions.
It's like one of those open signs that's like lit up, like tired.
Just says closed.
Might as well get a tattoo on your face, like post.
I know.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could call or text us at 877-971-INS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
DJ Majestic, buenos dias to you, my man.
Good morning.
So, coming into work, westbound on the 10 freeway, downtown LA. And by the way, it's backed up to where like the 10, the 60, the 5, all of them kind of bundle up right there. It's a bundle of joy, if you will. But the reason why I was backed up in traffic downtown LA on the 10 is because the on-ramp to the 110 North was closed. But this is the scary part, okay? So I'm cruising maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm on the second lane. So the farthest left lane is open, and then it's me, right? Next thing you know, I hear a click. Just like a sound, like a smash. And then I look to my left, and I see a motorcycle that's just getting, it's like a ghost riding. Just by itself.
Jeez.
Nobody on it. And then it crashes into the center divider. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. So I look to my left. I don't see anybody. I look at my rearview mirror. There's a dude just tumbling.
Just rolling That's down the street.
Awful. Just rolling, bro. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I stop, put on my hazards. But then homeboy just popped up.
Oh my gosh.
He did like 4 tumbles. Popped up. Stretches.
Gangster. No.
Like he's about to do some calisthenics and walks to his motorcycle.
Yo.
While he points at the car that hit him and tells him to get to the side. Like, yo, like signals with his hand. And that car moved right on over. And they're going to handle what they got to handle, man.
I don't know if I'd pull over as that car because you just hit an X-Man. You hit like a superhuman.
Yo, I was like, and producer Brad, you ride motorcycles, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you like instinctively know what to do if you just get slammed like that, bro?
I've never been slammed like that,
Thank
but
God,
that
man.
Guy seems like a complete G. I would just lay there and be like, somebody please help me.
He was on more of a, not so much of a Harley.
A crotch rocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of those situations.
Those guys are scary dudes.
I've only seen a dude crash on a motorcycle once, but it wasn't like, it was going around like a roundabout at like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he did the thing that you do when you trip and you're embarrassed. You like immediately get up as fast as possible and like grab your bike and start like trying to start it and like push it. And like nothing to see. Here. I didn't just go over the handlebars. Nothing going on.
Yeah, man. So, listen, man, just an extra shout out for you that are driving out there, man. Please do not be distracted on your phones or whatever it may be. I don't know whose fault it was, to be honest. But, look, it's hard to see when motorcyclists are coming through the lanes and so on and so forth. So just be extra careful. Look out for those on motorcycles for sure, man. Mm-hmm.
That'll give you a heart attack when you're in traffic and someone goes by on a motorcycle too fast. You're like, oh, God, what just happened?
Dude, facts, yeah. I always, when I'm in the far left lane, I always love kind of, I see a motorcycle coming, I go to the left a little
bit.
Get
out of the way, bro, yeah.
Because I think it's the coolest thing. And I get disappointed if I don't get this. I think it's the coolest thing when they throw me up the peace sign saying thanks. Like, thanks for moving over. And if they don't, I get a little disappointed. Yeah.
You're like, yo, I thought we were on the same page, bro.
I thought we were cool like that, bro.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
And if you enjoy the zenness, if you will, of regular yoga, how do you think you would do in rage yoga? It's the new rage, a new trend in workouts. Came out of Canada. What are they raging about? Why are they mad, bro?
I just think, I think Canada's, well, one, it's cold as, you know.
Facts.
F up there. So I could see them being like, yo, this whole yoga zen thing, it's 4 degrees right now in April.
I don't consider rage as like an angry thing. I consider rage as like raging, like partying.
Oh, interesting.
Or like jumping around and just like, you know.
Right, right. So in this situation, regular yoga, you know, it's very gentle, pretzel-like, tranquil music. But in rage yoga, it's different. You can curse all you want.
Oh, wow.
You can drink beer, and there's heavy metal playing in the background. Here's a quick little description.
Want to better your strength, flexibility, and become zen as f***? Enjoy the occasional F-bomb or innuendo. You've come to the right place. Now, we have a quick Instagram post kind of demonstrating what rage yoga is like. Take a look.
Overall, and in this post, the girl is stretching and while drinking a beer.
Overall, rage yoga just involves a lot of drinking, swearing, and being zen as f***.
What a good way to work on my physical and mental health all in one go. That is zen right there.
And then she chugs the beer some more.
I think I like it just because of the sense of humor of it all. One thing that I can't like get on board with yoga is when people take it too serious. Like the yoga classes that I go to, like the dudes, like they take their shirts off and they get all like posy, and then the instructor comes around, she's like, oh, you look really, your core looks really good today. And then with me, she's like, you look like you're in pain. I'm like, I am in pain.
Well, that's because you're almost 7 feet tall, bro. So you need to do like, imagine, I were talking about it before, you should do like big and tall yoga. You feel me? Like, it doesn't matter if you don't touch your toes, it's all good. Like, just chill. And I want to do parent yoga where you go for an hour and just nap.
Right. Just like, what is it? Just fall asleep. Or whatever that pose is.
Yeah, yeah, just go in and fall asleep. Rage yoga, Chelsea, you're about it or no?
I mean, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I mean, I was open to it, and then I don't know. I mean, drinking beer while doing yoga feels like a little bit.
Remember, I
backwards.
Said I hate the guys with their shirts off? That's what Chelsea loves about it.
For sure. Oh, yeah, I definitely have a couple crushes in my classes.
Get it, Chelsea. Now we know why you really go to yoga. All right, Dammy Dumb story of the day coming at you.
Dammy Dumb.
So it's coming out of Miami, Florida. Phoenix Suns forward Josh Jackson, 22 years old. I believe it's his second or third year in the league. He was at the Rolling Loud hip-hop festival in Miami on Friday night, and he was arrested after trying to enter the VIP area too many times, which I think is hilarious, but also, like, I don't think I could get into the VIP area at Rolling Loud either. So, but for an NBA player, what, you're like 6'9", and you're like, I'm Josh Jackson, and they're like, we don't know who you are. And you're like, Google me, and they're like, no. If we don't recognize you, you're not getting into VIP.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's sad, man. Like, if you can't get into VIP, just don't keep trying to break into VIP, right,
yeah,
right Chelsea?
Yeah, that's not a good look at all.
It wasn't even that he was trying to break in. He just kept trying to talk his way in, and they kept saying, like, dude, we've seen you like 20 times. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times you have to do this for them to call the police?
He's doing like the Snapchat filter, changing everything around. Like, it's not me anymore. It's like you put a different person.
You put a new outfit on, like you're getting Costco samples. Come back around. No, I didn't eat already.
He's a basketball player, right? So he rolls up just on his knees now. Like, no, that's not me. I'm not Josh Jackson.
So, but here's where it got dumb, and here's where he got arrested. He's being charged with resisting arrest. After he got handcuffed by the cops, homeboy just took off running.
With his hands cuffed.
With cuffs on.
You're not going very far.
Like the movie The Fugitive, he's just running through a crowd at 6'9", like no one can see him. And also, he's in handcuffs. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
No, but the greatest thing of all, he's 6'9". Like, police is like, where is he? Oh, there he is.
We got eyes on him.
Bro.
Damn, he dumb.
At least now he might get into VIP. People are like, I'm that one guy.
Remember that?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
You know how you have that one friend that always makes up excuses why they're a little bit late, and you know they're all lies? Like, there's no way, bro. But then you have that one friend that comes up with the craziest excuses, but you're like, yeah, I believe it. That's Brian. For me, man. Like, the text I get from this guy, yo, man, I might be running a little late today. And then the reasoning behind it, either, hey, I'm running a little bit late because there's some dude going number two right next to my car and I got to talk to him to leave.
Well, I didn't want to be rude, man. I couldn't turn my headlights on. I don't turn the headlights on and someone taking a deuce between the cars.
Or the other day, I'm sorry, man, I'm stuck right now because my next door neighbor's girl is throwing his clothes out. That's what happens when you live in the WeHo area. And this morning, hey, bro, my apartment gate is stuck shut. So I'm going to have to take an Uber and hop the fence. My building is the worst.
But you know, that's not what happens when you live in WeHo, because I live in WeHo and these are never my excuses. I think it's time for Brian to maybe move.
Chelsea, you're more towards the we and Brian's more towards
I'm all ho. I am all ho, 100%. My neighborhood's crazy, man. And look, my gate has been stuck before and it's like, there's like a lever that releases the gate. So I walked around. Someone took a sledgehammer to the entire, like, last night. Like, the entire, like, the gearbox that moves.
What the heck?
I don't know.
This is like, when do you draw the line? Like, what's going to need to happen for you to get out?
What, is he going
to
do, a protest at his apartment? Like, well, respect the property?
What? I mean, really what should have been the line that I've drawn is when I thought, like, a squirrel fell through my bathroom ceiling. Because there's just a hole bathroom ceiling, and there's always something like scurrying around up above the bathroom. And now I told the building maintenance guys, I was like, yo, man, I think a squirrel fell through my roof. And then they came over, like, we'll fix it. They came over and put painter's tape over the hole. For 3 weeks, there's been painter's tape. Not even duct tape, homie.
Damn, yo, the struggle's real. That apartment complex is going to go down in like a year.
Yeah, that too.
I feel like they're just waiting us out because they want to knock it over, but no one's leaving.
Coming up next inside the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So the BTS Army are being warned by the NYPD.
What?
And I have an update on the future of Jussie Smollett. Mm. That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So tomorrow, BTS is scheduled to perform on Good Morning America as part of their summer concert series in Central Park. They're kicking it off. And their fans, the BTS Army, they've been camping out since last Wednesday.
Get out of here, Chelsea.
One full week before they even take the stage, which is insane. I mean,
that does kind of show you, like, the age of the BTS Army, because there's not a lot of, like, full-grown folk who can take that much time off.
That's not even necessarily true, because I think that's what's crazy about their fandom, is that it's all ages.
Oh, I get that. I'm just telling you, camping out for a week when you're a grown-up living in New York ain't happening.
Maybe it's their vacation time, you know?
Taking time off of work.
It's gotten so bad that the NYPD has actually issued a tweet addressing their concerns for the BTS Army, saying, trust us, we're just as excited as you are about BTS, but... for your safety, camping in the concrete jungle is not permitted. Mm. Please don't pitch tents in or outside. So
there you go.
There you have it.
It's real, man. I was talking to a homie of mine. He has a syndicated morning show in Spanish across the nation. And he keeps hitting me up like, yo, man, if you're hanging out with BTS, I'll fly my daughter out there.
Oh, my God.
She's 12. I'll fly. I was like, bro, this last time we hung out with BTS, sorry, we found out like last minute. He's like, yeah, just tell me. I'll fly her immediately. I'll take her out of school, whatever it takes. He's like, I need to be his, because he's divorced.
Yeah, he wants to be cool, Dad.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know how much more she's going to love me if I do that than her mom?
That's awful.
Tell him to fly to New York with a tent right now.
He flew her to Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Anyways.
The show Empire, you guys, has been canceled.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And obviously, this is following all the drama that went down with the Jussie Smollett scandal.
Uh-huh.
Quick recap. He was charged with 16 counts of staging a homophobic hate crime against himself, but the charges were later dropped. But this week, I think it was just yesterday, Fox announced this next season, season 6, will be the final one for the show. And Jussie will not be a part of the final season.
Because they had already said he wasn't going to be a part of this next season,
well,
right?
Well, they kind of went back and forth. Because I feel like at first they made it seem like he was going to, and then like then he wasn't, and then the cast wrote this like open letter to the producer saying they fully support him and they want him to be a part of this final season. They didn't know it was a final season then, but this sixth season.
Right.
And now they're saying, nope, they have no plans of having him on it. So...
all right, well, there you go, guys.
There's really nothing they can do until Chicago PD releases exactly what their evidence was and what they have in their sealed records. If I was Fox, I'd say, yeah, we can't move on. Like, I know that you guys dropped charges, but it's super shady, and I think everybody wants an explanation. We don't want the focal point of the show being Jussie's character. Mm-hmm. Is he coming back? Like, that kind of takes the focus off what the show's about regardless.
But will we ever get answers?
Clearly, Chicago ain't trying to come with them, because they makes them look bad, makes everyone look bad, because they otherwise, if it exonerated Chicago PD, like, it was shady, but we couldn't get a conviction, then they'd release him. But they're not gonna.
Billie Eilish, my favorite. She's just killing the game right now. You know, she's been really criticized for the way she dresses. And it's interesting because it's not that she dresses too sexy or shows too much skin. It's actually because her clothes are too baggy.
Yeah, it reminds me of like 90s, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Just rocking all the baggy clothes.
Well, I love this. In the new ad for Calvin Klein, she actually opens up about the real reason on why she wears baggy clothes. Yeah. And it's pretty great.
I never want the world to know everything about me. I mean, that's why I wear big baggy clothes. Nobody can have an opinion because they haven't seen what's underneath, you know? Nobody can be like, oh, she's slim thick. She's not slim thick. She's... no one can say any of that because they don't know. I speak my truth in my Calvins.
And I hope she stays that way, you know? I like that she doesn't care, and she's kind of just like, whatever, I'm doing my thing. I don't want people to sexualize me or
have an opinion. She's only 17, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, clearly she'll go through numerous evolutions as an artist and owning whatever image and however she wants to address, like, how she looks over time. But at 17, man, for her to say, like, look, I don't want to be criticized about anything regarding my body. I want people just to listen to my music. That's pretty strong.
And I'm not listening to anyone else. Because other people, her team... Or maybe not her team, but they have said something to her about maybe dressing a little sexier or different.
You see a lot of artists going that way, though. You have Sia, right? And then you also have her wearing the glasses all the time, doesn't really use her real name.
Janelle Monáe.
Even Lady Gaga, when she first came out, that's why she would dress so extravagant.
You mean Marshmallow?
Yeah, Marshmallow's leading the pack.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice from LA, good morning to you. Who did you dirty? Vent and let it go.
Good morning. So pretty much one of my closest friends who knew I had trouble with my ex at the time, I told her, you know, I think we might get back together. And then a week later, I find out she starts dating him. And they had this whole thing. I know, it was crazy.
Sucia.
Super
Sucia. It's so unfair because they have like the playbook on all the things, because you've been talking to them, telling them all the things that went wrong, telling them all the things that you guys are beefing about. So then she could swoop in with this like behind the scenes knowledge and like hate on you a little bit.
Yeah. And we dated since I was 15 until I was 23. So I'm 24 now. And I confronted her and I was like, hey, listen, like, I know you were talking to him because he was acting weird. She's like, well, I was going to tell you like a week ago. And I was like, no, you should have told me a week ago or not even done it in the first place.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was like, how about just don't date my ex-boyfriend who I dated for 10 years since my quinceañera, and he was my chambelán. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he didn't want to be my chambelán, but I asked him. But
that's when you should have known, Alice. First of all, let me just tell you guys, because you don't know, when you have your quinceañera, you kind of have your dude that rolls with you, and that's called a chambelán.
I need an answer to that question. It sounds like a boyfriend, just one of those words that just sounds like a chambelán.
But if he denied you then to be your chambelán, something was wrong with him. Facts.
So I'm kind of dealing with that right now. She's really close with my roommate, too, so it's like, you know.
Jeez, how did you find out, anyways?
Well, so he has a universal password. I have a universal password, and he forgot to log out of his Instagram before I did. She messaged him, and we're still kind of close, and I was talking to him. I was like, oh, who's going hiking with you? He's like, no one. And I was like, okay. So I just looked on his Instagram, and they were messaging, and I was like, okay.
Wow, so. The ultimate backstabbing moment. That's awful. You sound really calm and not crazy about it. I feel like I wouldn't be able to form words. I'd be so angry.
You should have changed his Instagram password. Just stolen it from him. Been like, I got it.
No, because then he would just change it back. He'll go on his email and get it back, so I have to, like, keep it there, you know, so I can just...
Or even better, Alice, you should have gotten the worst picture you have of him on your phone and posted it on there. Alice, thank you so much for calling in and confessing and venting about it. I know it's recent. There's two very important people in your life. But you know what?
Not anymore.
No,
the
kick him out.
The thing here is you can't allow either of them to steal your joy or your peace, because they don't deserve that power over your life, girl.
Exactly.
And if she was in a superhero movie, she would be called Super Sucia. Right there. Super dirty. Super. And that's her superhero power, just jacking people's boyfriends.
Shooting webs out of different places and hands.
Alice, do you feel better now that you vented about it?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, no one probably knows me, but just to say it out there kind of just felt really good. So I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Time to move on, man. And you know what? Yes. You're going to be the one laughing when things don't work out between them and they both come running back to you, because it always happens.
Preach, Chelsea.
Exactly.
So hang in there. You got this. You're better off.
I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you too. Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Going to hook a beautiful family up with four passes to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor by plane. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? It's the kids' trivia game. You got three questions. Brian's going to have the same three. You have 30 seconds or less to answer. Whoever gets the most correct wins. All right, let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Jamie from Lake Elsinore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful chorus. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jamie, who is rolling with you in the car right now?
We have Aiden, Christopher, and Eli.
All right. Aiden, why do you believe you will be able to beat, along with your family, Brian right here?
Because
he's bad. Because I'm bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's true.
I heard because he's whack. Is it bad or whack?
Because I'm whack.
I mean, both. I think he's both, to be honest.
I know that's what you think, Chelsea, but what do the kids say?
A car full of rappers in there?
I know, right? All right, here we go, guys. Brian's going to step outside of the studio right now. We're going to ask you guys three questions. He's walking out. Going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go, Aiden, Christopher, and Eli. Question number one. In the movie Trolls, what character does Justin Timberlake play?
Isn't it the survivalist guy?
You have to say a name.
You gotta say a name.
You wanna go to the next one?
We gotta go to the next one. Right. I don't think they've seen this movie.
Okay, in the TV show My Little Pony, what kind of creature is Spike?
A dragon.
Number three, what gift did you give to your mommy this past Mother's Day?
A tile. Picture, and a poster.
Did you say a tile?
A tile that they drew, a picture, and a poster.
All right, there it is. Time's up. Here we go. Coming back in, Brian. Yeah, there's no way you're going to win this one, bro.
I kind of had that feeling.
But it was close. It was close. All right, here we go, man. 30 seconds off the clock now for Brian. Same three questions. In the movie Trolls, what character does Justin Timberlake play?
Chris. Is there a troll named Chris?
In the hit TV, I thought you were going to say 50 Cent, the biggest troll ever.
50!
In the hit TV show My Little Pony, what kind of creature is Spike?
A bulldog.
Fantastic. Number three, what gift did the kids give their mom, Jamie, this Mother's Day?
School artwork.
Ooh,
like, you know, right. Like a card you draw your hand on or something.
All right, there it is.
Something that makes your mom cry. Teachers are really good at that.
All right, here we go. Let's go through them right now. Question number one. In the Trolls movie, what character did Justin Timberlake play? The kids actually passed on that.
And I said Chris, which I probably should have just passed too.
Wrong. The answer is Branch.
Oh.
Yeah,
duh.
Good old Branch.
Branch.
All right, sense. Number two. In the hit TV show My Little Pony, what kind of creature is Spike? Brian, you said?
A bulldog?
The kid said a dragon. They are correct. You are
not.
Dang it. Number three, what gift did Aiden, Christopher, and Eli give to their mom on Mother's Day? Brian, you said?
Artwork that makes them cry that their teacher deliberately made them do in school.
You know what? I think we'll give you that, bro.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, they gave her like a tile with some art on it.
Oh, that's the oldest trick in the book, man. Teachers are so good at making moms cry on Mother's Day. It's amazing.
Either way, the kids win. Congratulations.
Yay!
Aiden, Christopher, and good Eli, job. Y'all going to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. Congratulations. And Jamie, start saving up now for gas from Lake Elsinore to Six Flags. just move out there for the week.
Yeah, it's a bit of a day trip.
But it's all worth it, baby. All right, Jamie, thank you so much for listening to us. Aiden, Christopher, and Eli, you guys excited for summer coming up?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Can we just talk and can we just tell you how much we love you? You guys are hilarious. Your comments on our Instagram right now are fire. Check it out. It's at 97.1 Amp Radio. We have pictures up of the entire morning show. Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, DJ Majestic, Tamara, also producer Brad. Basically, it's a Snapchat filter that's been trending since yesterday or a couple days ago, where it gives you a very either masculine facial features or very feminine facial features, including for the female features, like that bob haircut. You know, like, let me talk to your manager haircut?
Yeah, mine's like Jennifer Aniston from, like, early seasons of Friends.
And we asked on Instagram, who rocks the new Snapchat filter the best? And this is hilarious. She's King writes, Brian is straight up fire, or should I say Brianna?
Thank you.
Looking good. DaBoy J wrote, ha, 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 sup, bro, Chelsea? Chelsea looks like a handsome man.
I read a comment that said I looked like Maluma, and I was like, I'll take it.
Get okay. it? Chelsea's about to make out with herself now.
Sure.
On that filter.
Thought about it.
She's like, wouldn't be the first time. And it says, Edgar and Brian looking chulas. Chulas means beautiful in Spanish. Ryan Chris Dobkin wrote, Brian is gorgeous.
Getting all up in your DMs later.
I think it's the haircut, man. You do look pretty cute, my man. Looking into your eyes like that.
The funny part is, like, it Snapchat technology is so crazy intense with those. Like, when I did the one that, like, the more masculine features,
yeah.
I did it yesterday, and I straight up looked like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I need a chin like that.
Facts, man. And it's funny because all the dudes, all of us have the same haircut. Just Brian, for some reason, is blonde. Mine is black and brown, like, same as DJ Majestic. Count My Dots wrote, Edgar Isotelo straight up looks like somebody's tia.
So true.
Just like that family aunt, and I bet that one family aunt that goes to all your house parties and quinceañeras and is always putting everything on Facebook Live. Yeah. Like, aquí estamos en la quinceañera de Anita. Everybody say hi to everybody. In Mexico, say hi. They're watching us. You know?
And Edgar does look like that one family member you could rely on to pick you up at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'll be there on time. And I'll even have snacks and water. I just want to say, man, I sent the picture over to my wife, and she's about to show them to my daughters, Ariela and Alani. I want to apologize to my daughters if that's what they're going to look like in the future. I'm sorry. Yeah, but check it out. It's on our Instagram at 97.1AmpRadio. Access Enrique just wrote LMAO at that chick with the beard. Super scary.
That's Brad.
That's producer Brad. I mean, his beard is probably like 6 inches long.
He looks like the Travelocity gnome.
And that female filter does not do him any justice at all whatsoever, because it's just a huge beard coming out of that, man. So check it out. Have a good laugh on us this morning at 97.1 Amp Radio on our Instagram, and tell us what you think. Chelsea, what's coming up next on your Chelsea Report?
So Jennifer Lopez's 11-year-old daughter has got pipes.
It,
she
girl.
Can sing. You won't believe how good she is. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, that's at 7:50.
Thank you, Chelsea.
The Chelsea Report.
Yesterday, Desperate Housewives actress Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty for her part in the college admissions scandal. Prosecutors recommended she get 4 to 10 months in jail.
Wow.
She may also get hit with a $20,000 fine. Sources say she was very emotional during the court hearing, and she even revealed her daughter has a learning disability, which is why she did what she did. She arrived in court with her brother, and there was no sign of her husband, William H. Macy. There's been rumors that things aren't good between them since all this has gone down. But she will be sentenced on September 13th.
Damn. Do you think Kim Kardashian, since she's been getting people out of jail, is going to help her out?
You never know.
No. The whole thing with this is, like, does her daughter actually have, like, a diagnosed learning disability? Because if she does, that still doesn't explain why you're cheating on the SATs.
Yeah.
Because you can have, if you have a diagnosed learning disability, you can get accommodations on the SAT where they give you more time. They take those stressors away, where, especially if you have, like, attention issue, attention deficit disorder issues. Like, that time counting down will get in your head. You get fixated on, you won't be able to take the test. But so she's still trying to scam the system.
Well, bottom line, don't use that as an excuse to try to get you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. J-Lo's 11-year-old daughter, guys, she can sing.
Yes.
So it was a video that was posted yesterday on YouTube. Emmy is her name. She's J-Lo's daughter with Latin singer Mark Anthony. But she basically was sitting there hanging out with her mom, and her mom's like, you should sing that cover you've been working on.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys' If I Ain't Got You. It's so good. Listen.
Some people.
Cute.
Get it. Now, listen, J-Lo's a good singer, but I think this girl got her pipes from her dad, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, J-Lo's more about, like, the entire performance.
Yeah.
That's,
like, she's got the moves. She can dance. She is a full-on performer.
Here's a little Mark Anthony right here. It's amazing.
So
my man can dance, too. So just shout out to Mark Anthony.
So this girl is all, I mean, that's so much pressure though, because both parents just crush it.
I know, right?
Well, yeah, I'd get into something else. I learned how to play the guitar. So.
It was cute. After she finished her performance, J-Lo goes, hey, you should come on tour with me and come out at one, for a performance. And she's like, maybe.
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of cool.
I need to check my schedule. I don't know, Mom.
Totally. All right, feel good video of the day. I love this. So Russell Wilson, who's Sierra's husband, a month ago, he actually became the highest paid NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
He just bought his mom a house for Mother's Day. And oh my gosh, her reaction is priceless. Mm-hmm. It was all caught on video.
Key to your house. What's the key to your house?
It's Ryan. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Try it, see if it works.
For real.
Congratulations.
I'm
going to
have
a
That's beautiful, man. I think that's any son or daughter's dream, man, to be able to do something like that. And I love moms like, are you serious? Like, who would pull that prank?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Nah, just kidding. This is in your house.
Yeah, we rented it.
On Mother's Day, nah, just playing it in your house.
It's funny. She, like, stands there, too, in the video, and she, like, won't go in. They're like, go in, try the key. And she's like, I can't do
that. That's so nice.
So cute.
He also, when he got his big contract, a lot of quarterbacks give gifts to their offensive linemen, which are the dudes that protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you hear like nice Rolex watches or quads. My man got him stock.
Such a Russell Wilson move.
I heard a lot of the offensive linemen like, yeah, really, bro? When are you going to wear it on a chain? But if you think about it, that's pretty dope,
it's
right?
Huge.
Also, I'm from Seattle, and that line has been abysmal for the past two seasons. They're lucky he gave him anything with how bad they've been. I mean, Seattle's converting like basketball players from college into defense and offensive tackles.
Well, I didn't say what stock he bought them.
Some like terrible stock.
I got a couple I could sell.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Get him stock at Radio Shack.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your chance at another $1,000 coming up in less than 5 minutes. Right about now, anytime there's any action in the romance department for Miss Chelsea, we create a radio novela that's a radio soap opera. And you've been following along to this one. Has potential to become a multiple year series, potentially.
Oh, wow.
It's like in review, like when they do, what is it, the sweeps?
Uh-huh.
When like the executives are like kind of pining over it, making sure there's potential. That's where we're at right
now. Okay.
And the title of this radio novela is Un Tinkerbell, Una Varita Mágica.
Whoa. What's that?
Y la Princesa Co-Chelsea.
Duh, guys. One Tinkerbell, one magic wand, and Princess Co-Chelsea.
Oh, gosh.
So, if you've been following along, Chelsea's birthday was yesterday. And the new man in her life, a.k.a. Tinkerbell, had a big surprise set up for her last night. That's a big deal. On your birthday?
I mean, that's pretty serious.
Something that began as a Coachella fling could be turning into a real thing.
Whoa!
Find out how it went last night. Chelsea did change clothes from yesterday to today. Are they now exclusive? Remember, a week ago, Chelsea tried to end things because my man didn't text her back fast enough. And she figured he must be with another woman.
He said he was taking a nap, and Chelsea was like, with who?
And where's your varita mágica?
Oh my
Chelsea.
God.
I would like to say, you did say Chelsea changed, but this morning she was like, I got a birthday hangover.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you managed to get a coffee stain on the side of your hood.
Shoot.
Is that even your sweater?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a crop top. I hope it's not his.
I didn't see.
Listen,
mine.
Have you seen the guys Chelsea dates? They're petite, bro.
Chelsea's got a
with abs though.
That's why they would rock a crop top to show off the abs, bro.
Chelsea's got a stain from coffee on like her hood over here. That I can't figure out how the hell it got over there.
Wow, that is a huge stain. Nice. I hope it's coffee.
Tire. Oh, come on! Don't do that.
That's all. Listen, I just laid out the clothes. Anyways, tell us, how did it go last night?
I'm not putting them on.
Listen, that's your choice. How did it go last night with Tinkerbell? Break it down.
Yeah, so basically, it was really nice. So he made a plan to go to dinner, and he made a surprise, so I didn't know where we were going.
Surprise birthday dinner?
Yeah, all I knew was that it was going to be sushi, which is my favorite.
That's good.
So we end up going to this place. He takes me to this place I've never been. It's like a high-end sushi spot. Ooh. And it's really cool. He like made reservations. They knew that it was my birthday because when I walked in, so he like had told them, which was cute. He's like, oh, it's your birthday. You know, we end up sitting at the sushi bar, which was really fun. And yeah, we just had a really amazing dinner. Good conversation. We were like the only ones in there at one point I guess not the end, like most of our date, we were kind of like the only ones in there. So it was kind of nice and romantic.
Mm-hmm. So this is an amazing sushi place, but other people don't know about it? Or
yeah,
they just don't think?
Well, it was kind of like later too. Later at night. Right. But nice. It was really good. I don't know. It's like, it's so funny. I just feel like it's just been super easy.
I mean, this dude's like, dude's putting in boyfriend effort right now. Because that's like a lot of details for not being the guy who like wants to move it on to the next stages.
He was very like very gentleman too. Like when he picked me up, he was like sitting outside the car and like opened the door for me. I don't think I've ever had that happen. Is that
horrible?
Wow,
Chelsea, get out of here. Really?
Maybe one other time, but then he was very like gentleman like. And
awesome.
It was funny at the end of our dinner, he was like, thanks for letting me take you out for your birthday. And I was like, yeah, you know, well, thanks for taking me out. And I was like, it's kind of funny. Like, we don't know each other that well. I mean, because it's really, been 3 weeks, which is kind of crazy. And he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, things are moving a little fast. But it was not like a weird.
Wait,
like,
hold on. He said things are moving a little fast?
We both were like laughing about it. We're like, yeah, it kind of is. Because it is crazy that I'm spending my birthday dinner with him.
So
like, I can acknowledge that.
How did the date end?
Why do you think it's just a hot mess this morning? What do you mean, how did it end?
Yeah. Listen, was it in a good way? Are you happy with the way it ended?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's been great.
Are you guys exclusive now?
No, I mean,
that conversation never came up.
No, I feel like it's like one day at a time. I'm so not someone that rushes into something, and I feel like he's not either. So it's like, it's just, you just take one day at a time here, you know?
We'll wrap up with this, man. And here's the thing, right? It's like, it sounds like the way you're describing Tinkerbell, Chels, is like what kind of man you want. Gentleman, pay attention to details. Like, why wouldn't you want to lock him in? What's holding you back?
I just don't want to rush into anything.
Is it because summer's coming up and you kind of want to be free? Potentially?
I don't know. Maybe. I just like, you just got to.
Okay.
The question is, later today, if you text him and he doesn't get back to you in a good amount of time, are you back to, you cheated on me? Who are you napping with?
Well, Chelsea, I'm glad, first and foremost, you had a great birthday night. You deserve to be treated
that
way.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really nice.
So this novella continues with Tinkerbell?
Yeah, until hopefully he texts me back tonight. definitely.
Congrats, girl.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
How many actual ride-or-die lifelong friends do you think you'll have in your lifetime? 97.1 Amp Radio, good morning to you. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. By the way, you already have three right there.
Aww. What, everybody out there, you got three?
Yeah, at least us, bro. Come on. Brian's like, I ain't nobody.
I was like, which three are you talking about? Let's be specific.
And I'm talking about like ride or die. Obviously, they got to be non-blood related. Mm-hmm. You know, it's their choice to be around you. And I'm talking about like that compa or that comadre that's like, you ask them, yo, I need a ride to LAX at 8 a.m. in the morning. And they don't even think twice about it. They're like, yeah, I got you. Like ride or die friends. This new study reveals, on average, how many real friends you have. And I found this so interesting because now in this social media world, like Chelsea has over 100,000 followers on Instagram, right? She's an influencer, but you have what you feel like so many people talking
Large
to you,
network.
Reaching out, DMing, comments, this and that, but real, real legit friends. And before I reveal the answer to you, by the way, you hit your peak in regards to friends at age 23.
Totally.
According to this study.
I feel
that's
like
funny. I don't agree with that.
Well, hold on. I think there's mediating factors in it, though, right? Like, the older I get, the more life responsibility I get, the less time I have for friends. The less time I'm checking in with people. Like, look, when I was 23, I didn't have the same kind of life responsibilities that I have. Like, I have family that depends on me. Mm-hmm. I have, like, a lot of people in my life that need me to focus on work and do these other things. And I got to be honest, man, I don't keep in touch with the same people that I kept in touch with at 23, 24. So if I didn't have those things, like harping me, I probably would reach out to one of my best friends from 23 and be like, yo, John, what's up, buddy? But right now, I'd probably like five.
Five, you would say five. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, right? Those real ride or die friends, even if you're that busy, life changes. For instance, what's happened in my life is a lot of my friends are still either just dating or single or don't have kids. Now we have kids, so it's a different life with my wife and I, right? But how many of those still keep in touch with you and reach out to you no matter how busy they get or you get? So, Brian, you're saying five. Chels, how about you?
I say 13.
Wow.
And here's what it is, though.
That's awesome.
Like, 10 of those people are people that I've been friends with for most of my life. So they're more than 15 years of friendship.
Like back in Michigan and all
so
that.
Yeah, so I have a solid group back. I grew up with it. Literally, our parents all went to high school together. And so we grew up together. So it's almost like we are siblings. Yeah. And we will always be in each other's lives. They're literally like my best friends, family. So I'm lucky like with that. And then since I've been out in LA, honestly, the last like 3 to 5 years, I've met some of my closest best friends out here that I feel like will always be in my life.
Ride
so
or die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ride or die for sure. So I mean, I feel like I'm lucky in that sense, but it is hard as you get older. Like Brian said, you do have more responsibility keeping in touch with everyone. That's definitely been a challenge.
I don't think it's bad though. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the I have like, you know, like my dad, I think his best friend is the mailman. Like just someone who shows up and says what's up to
just
him.
Catching
like
up.
You just get old and people go their separate ways. It's not that the friendship is dissolved. It's just like you don't know what's going on with them anymore.
Yeah, I would say I'm around like five ride or die friends for sure. So the answer is as follows, okay? The average person, according to the study, has five people they really like but wouldn't call ride or die. They would hang out with them. You know, they enjoy that. Eight people they like but don't spend time with them. And ride or die friends for life, they say on average is only three people.
Wow.
So everything that you go through in life, all the stages, all the drama, the good and the bad, according to the study, only three will survive all of that drama.
Who is it going to be?
I mean, my girlfriend's in that list, but she better act right or I'll put her right back onto the list of people I don't like.
Brian, you keep talking like that. Your best friend's going to be the mailman too, bro.
I'm okay with it, man. Bring me stuff.
Yeah, right?
Amazon.
Yeah. Well, listen, they bring you the most joy when they roll up with that
It's like
Amazon.
A little surprise party.
Listen, man, just bottom line, I think the moral of the story is whoever you do consider as your ride or die friends, make the time to be there for them, to reach out and continue communicating with each other. Don't allow the busyness of life to get involved, you know, in the way of you enjoying them and continuing to build those relationships, man, because they're special.
The Chelsea Report.
So this whole Britney Spears conservatorship drama keeps getting weirder and weirder. Britney has now reportedly joined the social media movement to free her.
Wow.
Yeah, so on Friday, she allegedly told a judge that her father, Jamie Spears, committed her to a mental health facility against her will and forced her to take drugs. You know, she had just spent 30 days in an LA mental health facility after she stopped taking medication. That's kind of what the report was. The conservatorship that they're referencing has been operating for 11 years. A judge at this point has not taken action, but is ordering an expert to evaluate Britney. And what we do know also, Britney's mom, Lynn, is also on her side. I guess she's the one living with Britney right now, even though the two have been estranged for 15 years. It's all very sad, you know? It's just like...
It seems unhealthy.
I don't know what's happening with this family. And
can you force somebody to be in a mental health institution?
I think that's a whole part of the conservatorship, though. It's like she for the last 11 years, she hasn't really been a fully autonomous adult. And like when she had that meltdown 11 years ago, that public, very public one, part of like her thing was her father was making all the life decisions for her. And that was in one regard to protect her custody rights with her boys and stuff. Because that was a very public situation.
K-Fed, right?
Yeah, K-Fed.
Because if this continues like this, homeboy could try to get the kids back, no?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I guess you just don't know at this point.
I mean, for the last 11 years, they've been pretty good about, like, he's also been pretty good about, he's moved on. He's got kids with another woman, and I believe he's married or whatnot. But
and she's happy. She's a boyfriend who seems super supportive
as well.
Yeah,
they're very good. That's never been a problem, but this whole, like, was she committed by on her own accord or by her father? Uh-huh. And it seems like, is he using this conservatorship as kind of like retribution or threats to get her to do whatever he wants to do or not? Huh. It just seems really weird.
Overall, since her dad's kind of, like, watched over her, if you will, do you think she's been better off?
I mean, she's definitely seemed better in the last, what has it been, 10 years, you know? Right. Obviously, because we saw her at her lowest of low.
Yeah.
She's definitely been better, but we also don't know what happens behind closed doors, you know? Yeah. She seems happy, and she posts a lot of videos with her kids, right. So that's positive.
I got to interview her maybe like 2 years ago in New York, and super nice, super chill. But definitely, I know that it took some time to take some medication while we were there and stuff like that for anxiety and things of that sort. That's what she had communicated at the time to whoever was with her, was like a friend or manager.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish her the best. Hopefully this all gets worked out sooner rather than later. Hannah B., the new Bachelorette. She started her journey last night during her season premiere. Of course, guys pulled all the stops to get her attention, singing, rapping. There were countless references to Colton's infamous fence jump. Colton was the last Bachelor that she was on the season. One guy actually jumped a fence for her.
Hannah! Hannah!
Oh. Hey! Yes! Hey, somebody's already jumping fences for me.
So you look amazing, and I wanted to tell you that every woman deserves a man that will jump the fence for them.
Absolutely.
And clearly, I'm that guy for you.
So cheesy. I can't do it.
I'm surprised they didn't tease that fence jump for 19 episodes to get us to watch the most dramatic season of The Bachelor yet.
So true. A drama that happened in the show last night. She also ended up sending a guy home who lied because he had a girlfriend. How dare he?
Come on. How dare you, like, come here and think this is okay?
I could also say that you just dated Colton for the last, like, 2 months, 3 months, like you were just madly in love with him, and then all of a sudden...
You are such a jerk, and it's not the same at all. You have another girl at home that you still have on the line, and that is And so, you know what? I'm done with this. It's time for you to head out.
No, I'm telling you, I have been here. Or I
no,
here.
You haven't, dude.
Oh, she's just not messing around.
You're her, Ryan.
But did he jump the fence on the way out? That's what I want to know.
Look, you know,
he brings up a really good point. Like, it's kind of...
Brian.
It's kind of a double standard for her to be like, you have a girl on the line at home. You got 32 guys in this house you're technically dating right now. So we're going to be like, getting nitpicky on who's got someone else on the side. And that part seems like he did make a good point.
He's like, I only got one side piece, bro.
Right, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
You got to win my heart, Hannah.
We'll see what happens with the season. You know, I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm just not super excited about the season. Either. There, I said it. But I'm going to give it a shot. So we'll see what happens next Monday. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up with Jesse Ortiz at 10:10 this morning. Right about now, we got the Dopest Moment Award going out to you, our Amp listeners, that have been commenting on our last Instagram post at 97.1 Amp Radio. Y'all are hilarious. So the entire morning show crew posted up pictures using the Snapchat filter that's trending all over social media right now, which is this filter that either gives you a very masculine facial features, you know, or very feminine facial features, even including like this bob haircut that, you know, a lady would wear that would want to ask to talk to the manager.
I thought mine looked like ombre.
It looks good, man. So it looks ridiculous the way we look. And check out the comments that some of you have been dropping off. She's King writes, Brian is straight up fire, or should I say Brianna.
Thank you.
Looking good. The boy Jay wrote, ha 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 ha, sup bro Chelsea. Chelsea looks like a handsome man.
I read a comment that said I looked like Maluma, and I was like, I'll take it.
Get okay. it. Chelsea's about to make out with herself now on that filter. Ryan Chris Dobkin wrote, oh, Brian is gorgeous.
Getting all up in your DMs later.
Count My Dots wrote, Edgar Isotelo straight up looks like somebody's tia.
So true. Edgar does look like that one family member you could rely on to pick you up at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'll be there on time. And I'll even have snacks and water. I'm that good Thea, man. The good aunt right there, man. Check it out. It's up on our Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Have a good laugh. Chelsea, would you say you look a little bit like your brother?
Yeah, I feel like I look like my brother when he was in like high school.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I apologized like already because I hope my daughters don't look like you, according to this filter.
I don't look like anybody in my family, but I do look, I feel like I look better on that app as a lady than I look in real life. I kind of have to go do some work, man.
You got
to
check your DMs, bro.
Just start doing like masks and peels and stuff.
I know, you start thinking about these, right? Because a lot of people also are saying, y'all look like some good snacks. I'm like, yo, thank you. Right. Appreciate that. Yes, Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Hang tight. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.